WRVV 690 Mobile, listening. WRVV 690 Mobile, listening.
WRKS 941, looking for a radio check. WRKS 941, in Groseal, looking for a radio check.
Hey, radio check is for Charlie 555 out in Westland.
WRKS 941, looking for a radio check.
WRW662, I hear you loud and clear.
WRPS 211, WSEL 950, copy.
Roger that, copy. It's WSEL 950, copy.
Roger. I'm going to be heading north probably for the next 2 hours. Then head back down after that. So I'll have my ears on the whole way up and all the way down.
Roger that. We'll see you on the fly. We're about to...
Just about to pass through Flint. Got to fuel up and then be on the way. And then we'll be going right by Midland. So if... Lindsay or Johnny need anything from their house, let me know. I can swing by and pick anything up that they need.
Do that.
Roger. WRPS 211. Clear monitoring.
Bridge out there?
WSFT 308, be careful out there. The roads are terrible today.
One, yeah, copy that 308. Really icy back roads. Freeways look decent, but anything else is pretty well iced over.
I didn't think I'd need my four-wheel drive, but as soon as I pulled out of my driveway and got sideways, I said, well, better turn it on. Even then, it's still pretty slick.
Same thing, first turn that I made on a 90, it was sideways a little bit. So, definitely didn't think it was going to be that slick out.
Luckily, I didn't have far to go, but, yeah, if anybody hasn't been on the roads yet, definitely all the side roads are pretty iced over, so be careful out there. WS, Flint Town 308, clear.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile, just curious where you guys are at. I'm up here, just south of Saginaw, and the roads are, clear up here.
Yeah, I'm down here in Flint, not sure about the downtown area, but all around the outskirts, I'm over in the Kersley School District, and this thing here, I'm seeing cars sliding all over the place.
Right now, traveling northbound, headed up to Mount Pleasant. Not sure what the roads are going to look like, but we shall see. WRPS 211, clear.
Coincidentally, I saw two does and one buck this morning. Did not take a shot. WS, that's T308.
I have better luck deer hunting with my car than I do with the shotgun. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Been saying that myself. Eric's got a cabin up in Farwell, and I see so many dead deer on the side of the road. I said, you know what? I think I got better luck if I just go buy a beater and drive around at night at 60 miles an hour on the back roads.
Yeah, I almost took one out on my way to work the other night. Alrighty, so just a little quick status update here for everybody. Clio exit 131 coming off the ramps there. It's a little bit slick, and it looks like they threw some salt down already, but not too awful. I'm not going much further south than this, though.
Right on. Thanks for the update. I'm going to go ahead and clear on out. Just got home. You can take care of a few things. Y'all have a great day. AWS Flinttown 308, clear.
Hey, Roger, you have a great day yourself there. I just arrived at my destination as well, so I'll be off the air for a bit. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, everybody out there that's mobile, be safe.
WRAS 504, my ring channel.
USDL 950, copy. USDL 950, copy.
WRAS 504, my ring channel. WSS 2902, WSS D 793, you round, Frank? I guess not. WSS D 793, minor. WRWV 662, I hear you loud and clear. This is WRWV 662, just letting me know I can hear you and stand by listening.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I was responding to your call.
And just to let you know, your mic's real low there, Flat. Okay, what about now? How am I coming through?
Hey, you're coming through great. Coming through clean and nice.
Okay, I was kind of backed off on the mic, but yeah, I was just letting you know I hear you loud and clear and you're coming in through. WRWV 662, standing by, listening.
I kind of appreciate it. I was wondering if this thing was modulating or not. Anyway, hey, I hope you had a good holiday. Take care. WSLG 793 monitoring.
Time to you. WRWB 662. Stand by. WRWV 662 calling for Nighthawk. Do you hear me?
still planes you around? Don't contact WSST 902. WFSD 793, that guy.
WSEU 445 monitoring. WSET 544, are you listening? WSET 544, WSEU 445, check out. WSET 544, WSEU 445, copy. Couldn't hear that one, that was all static. Try again. WSEU 445 monitoring.
Whiskey
Sam Charlie Zebra
810, once again in the mobile and monitoring.
The SEU 445.
Station repeat, I kind of caught some static at the end there. 445, I think you said?
That's correct, 445.
Good afternoon to you. How are you today?
Doing pretty good. I was having some trouble talking with another station, and I thought that was him calling me. I had stepped out of the radio room for just a minute.
Yeah,
he was having trouble hitting the repeater, and with the storm going on up here, I thought maybe everybody was having a problem.
Yeah, I think I'm just on the fringe of the coverage here. I'm headed towards the site, so, or where I think the site is anyway. I don't even know. But I'm headed in that general direction, so it should be getting better as I travel along.
Yeah, you're coming through great. Just a little bit of popping, a little bit of static in the background, but you make it out really well.
I don't know how familiar you are with north of Flint area, but I was all the way up near Bay City and couldn't make it into the Bay City machine. Had to use the Saginaw machine. Got into Saginaw, couldn't hit the Saginaw machine. Had to hit the Mayville machine. So couldn't figure out what was going on.
Yeah, I'm up here north of Gaylord. I'm hitting you off the Sheboygan Tower.
Okay, you're quite a ways up there. What's the weather like up there? You guys got snow on the ground?
Yes, sir. We got about 8 or 9 right here where I'm at. And just south of us in Waters has over a foot right now.
Yeah, I guess we're sitting in a band here where we really didn't get anything. There was a couple very, 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 like, barely noticeable flurries last night, and they coated the car for about an hour and then just dissolved itself. But then south of me, towards Flint, they were talking this morning on the network that it was real bad and all the roads were iced over down there, but where I was, it was fine.
Yeah, there's been reports of 75 ice northbound up here. 275 to 279 mile markers, there people were sliding off.
You said 279?
Correct, 279.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar. I've never been up that way. I think the county was about as far up as I've went so far. So, yeah, having that mile marker there gives me a good reference point. Because I'm down here, I take, so depending which direction I'm coming from, 144 is the closest one to where I live. That's about 10 minutes east of me.
Yeah, and it's supposed to keep doing this through tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. They're even talking into Monday and Tuesday as well up here.
Yikes. Well, hunker down, I guess.
It's winter time. We're in Michigan. We get used to it. We just do it.
Yeah, I grew up just outside of New York City, and, you know, we get some pretty bad storms, and we got those nor'easters that come through and mess your whole world up for about a week or so. But, you know, growing up with it, being used to it and liking it are two different things.
This is true. This is true. I just had some family move out to New York just north of Syracuse, and so they're going to be getting some of this as well.
Yeah, I wasn't even nearly that far up. Basically, I was about, 9 miles northwest of New York City there.
Yep, you'll get you get the lake effect over there, that's for sure, especially when you get that west wind.
Yeah, but I'm going to go too soon because I'm over here in Freeland right now, and I'm seeing some coming down now.
Yeah, they're calling all of this is just going to be lake effect for the next 3 or 4 days here, and then after that they haven't said anything, but all this, like I say, with lake effect, it's hard to predict it too, so it could happen or it can't. You just never know.
I wonder if it's too late in life for me to have a career change and become a weather person on the news, you know, because I'd love to have a job that I can be wrong 90% of the time and I get fired and still get paid for it.
Yes, I totally agree.
Alright, so they weren't really saying that we were going to get anything in this area, but it's almost on the verge of hail that's coming down right now.
I've got family down around Ortonville, and they said it was starting to warm up down there too, so.
Okay, still, I know. I used to live in Vassar, which, if you know that area at all, it's only about, I don't know, it's what, 12, 13 miles north of it?
Yes, sir. Been through there many times.
I got a friend that fills in as a pastor for a church down there, and went to listen to her preach a few times, but that's quite the trip from where I'm at now, so, and I work overnight, so the last thing I want to do when I get off of a 8-hour overnight shift is drive another 35, 40 minutes and then go to church.
Yeah, when you get done working, it's time to go home and relax a little bit first.
Sure, I'm at. All right, I'm going to take a little break here, see if anybody else wants to jump in there. Got to get on this phone real quick. It was a pleasure chatting with you. I hope you survived the weather. Make sure you got your HD's charged up and, you know, keep them blankets handy and have fun in the snow.
Yes, sir, will do. Thank you very much for the confirmation on the repeater. I was getting worried the repeater wasn't up and running. This is WSEU 445, clear.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 will be clear.
WRWG
326. WSBD 439 monitoring.
This is WRCF 865. It sounds like you're sitting right next to me. It was super clear and perfect. Sounds really good. Hope you're having a great day.
Absolutely. It's a great day to be inside on the radio. Thank you for the radio check. I'm in Flushing. Hitting the Flint repeater. So hopefully everything's good on your end as well. Have a great day.
Copy that. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm on the Macomb repeater. I'm down here in Romeo. I hit that Flint repeater quite a bit when I do a weekly drive up to northern Michigan. That thing's been working really well. So it's snowing pretty good here right now, one of those things that snows, but just kind of out and about, but enjoying the post-Thanksgiving festivities. So good to catch up with you. My name's Tim, by the way, WRZF 865. We're clear.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm going to stay off the roads on this Black Friday. Stay inside where it's somewhat safe anyways. Yeah, we, up here, Genesee County, we got a dusting this morning, and that's about it, and it's pretty much burnt off now. I hear all around us, north, south, west, I don't know if it's about to the east or not, but, everyone got a few inches, a couple few inches, so we all ducked here in Genesee County at the same time, and it passed over, thank goodness. That's the part of winter I'm not looking forward to. All right, have a great day. Be careful out there. Drive safe. 7-3s. Whiskey Sugar, Delta 439, Dave in Flushing. We're clear.
WRTX
929. WRTX 929. WRTX 28, copy. WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WSBS 311, standing by.
USCG 417 on station and monitoring for Jody Girl. Are you out there? 417 Jody Girl. spotted there, Jody girl. This is WSCG 417. You got the radio on? Jody.
This is WRWT 208. It's official. Everything's turned into a skating rink.
WSFK 545. I copy that. I'm going to stay home. I appreciate the information. Well, I guess I would say the weather forecasters finally got it right.
Ain't that the truth? Guess our Christmas miracle came early.
WSFK 545, if you keep driving safely there, and get to where you gotta go.
793. Looking for a quick radio check.
WSFK 545. Your radio check is coming in loud and clear.
I thank you. I appreciate it. WSFZ 793, monitoring.
And 4, anytime. WSFK 545, also monitoring. WSFZ 853 monitoring. WSFK 545, I hear you. Awesome, how am I coming through currently? To me, you sound loud and clear. That's good. I have a humming in the reception on my end. I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please? Getting some static in my radio and the reception on my end. Is that any better? Yeah, copy that. You do have a little bit of static, but I can hear you, understanding you very well. With USFK 545. That transmission was very much harder to understand. I'm experimenting with a new antenna, and I keep kind of flipping between the two. You probably can hear me better on the bigger one, the whip antenna. I live in a tin can, so the reception's terrible. I copy that one. You were very well understandable. There was still static, but that was much better than the second one. Over. Maybe I'll have to just stick with that for now that I'm using my outdoor antenna, but it's sitting in the window inside the house right now in my living room. I copy that. I have a HT with a little bit longer antenna, but I'm also inside my house. I have the antenna pointed out the window, but I'm here in South Peak. South Peak is here. I'm out in Toronto, jumping off the Flint repeater. According to Google, I am 15 miles from the Flint repeater. Oh, copy that. That is a great thing. I have not talked to anyone from Canada. You said Toronto? I didn't catch the last bit of that. I repeat, I have not heard anyone from Canada
Is that what I heard was Toronto? Over.
Oh, no. You heard very wrong. I'm in Corunna, C-O-R-U-N-N-A, Shiawassee County.
Okay, 10-4. All right, copy that now. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm 16 miles from the Flint repeater, and that's what I'm currently tapping off of.
I copy that. I am very new to this hobby, this GNSR radio stuff, but it's exciting to hear from somebody. Over.
You're definitely not alone. I just got my license for 14.
That's great. I have mine maybe about a month now, maybe right around there. I could look up the exact date, but it's been very, very recent.
I've been having a lot of fun with it. I just need to get some more powerful equipment now that I got my feet wet and realized it's for me.
I don't have an outdoor antenna, I just have my HQ. I travel a lot, I'm a truck driver, so I just carry that with me, but eventually I would like to get an outdoor antenna to further my range, but according to Google, you're about maybe 100 miles from me, which is pretty astounding, I think.
Yeah, that's quite a ways. I've heard some people in here down in Detroit, Mount Clemens area, Sheboygan, Bay City. I was actually in Saginaw yesterday for Thanksgiving, and I was using the Saginaw repeater, and the reception out there is way better.
Copy that. This is the only repeater I've known how to use, or connected to, or transmitted through, so I don't know really how to do other repeaters.
If you go to Google and you type in M-I-H-G-M-R-F, the first hit you'll get will be a list of all the repeaters in Michigan. I just used a programming cable and a piece of software called Chirp to program them into my radio. And it was really easy. You just type all the required bits in on the computer and it fires it off to the radio for you, so you don't have to like manually program it with a keypad.
Then 4, I did buy the cable and I did use Chirp on my computer. And I did program in the frequency that I'm on now, but could you please repeat the Google search you said? M-I something?
That was M-I-H-G-M-R-F. Pretty much if you just put M-I-H in Google and press enter, it'll be the first thing that comes up still, I believe.
Wrong information. W-I-U-G, plate 8. You guys from Corunna out there, it's the wrong information you're giving out. It's not that. It's MIA.systems with an S. My name is Jack, and I'll teach you guys how to do anything you want.
How you doing, Jack? My name is Justin. I've been listening to you talk on here for like a week now.
Justin, what is your call sign now that I can write it down and I know who you are? Roger?
I am WSFB-853. WSFB-853.
I know you knew and everybody else out there knew, but I just said MI8.Systems. It's about six repeaters all connected together. It's from Detroit, two of them, Mount Clement 675 and 625 repeater, that's Detroit. And 575 is that Saginaw repeater, and 725 is a Flint repeater. So if you're driving in Detroit and you'd be close to Detroit, you got to use that. I don't know where you're going to be in Detroit, but if you're in Detroit, you're 625 or 675. If you're in the front, use that repeater. You got to change it to 725. If you're in Sheboygan, then you got to change it to 675. It's the same repeater as Mount Clement's one. And they all go to repeater. They all connect together. Roger?
I've got my radio pretty dialed in with the software and everything. I've got all those repeaters plugged in there, and I mainly use the Flint one because that's what I'm closest to when I'm on home base. I was in Saginaw yesterday for Thanksgiving, and the repeater out there, I got excellent reception on that one.
But anyhow, you guys on the handheld, I can tell that you guys on the handheld. Roger?
Yeah, I'm on a full bank 5RM, but I have an external antenna in my window.
The Magna mount, is that what you have?
It's a custom-made Robbie. It's housed inside a piece of 30-inch PVC pipe that's like 3/4 inch in diameter. I don't really know how to explain it, but you probably know what I'm talking about if you've been in this for a while.
I know what you're saying. So you're inside the house. What you do is, I don't know, he sounded okay, but he played it out. That's what I'm saying. The only way, get Nagoya 72 antenna. That's what I call it, 72 Nagoya antenna. Put it in the house with a cookie sheet. Or put it on top of a refrigerator. You'll do a lot better on all these repeaters. Roger?
I was thinking about trying to install the antenna in the attic of my house for right now so I can get it up high outside. I kind of live in a tin can. Like my house is surrounded by aluminum siding, but I've got a single roof, so I think if I can just get it up past the siding, it'll be miles better. I've got to order like another 75 or 100 foot of cable before I can put it up in the air and have enough cable to get it into the house and where I want it.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Inside the house, even in the attic, it's not going to clear that plate out. But if you're outside, you know, like on the chimney or something like that, you do a lot better. And you can, you know what, my antenna is about 10 feet high from the ground. And I'm on the PC-200, which is Harvest PC-200 out of Amazon. It's one stick fiberglass. And I paid only $95 for that. I talked to Ohio, I talked to New York, and I talked to Illinois. Roger?
I actually got a suggestion last night. I'm looking at right now is a telescoping flagpole from Amazon. You bury it in the ground and then you just kind of... The thing is, I'm not good with heights at all, so I don't want to have to get up on the roof of my house if I don't have to. I'd end up paying somebody to come over and install the antenna, basically, and If I get the flagpole idea, I can do that myself, and it's light and, you know, easy to take down if I need to move it or, you know, service it or whatever. It'd be easier to get it back down to the ground.
I don't know where you're at. It must be in, are you in a house? It's your house, you know. You do what you want to do, you know. And that's, I'm in the house right now. And my antenna is up 10 feet high from the ground. Roger?
Yeah, I'm in the house right now, and my antenna is just kind of sitting in the window. If I put the whip antenna on the radio, I've got an aftermarket one of those too, but the reception is not that great because I'm surrounded by aluminum siding. So, but my intent is to buy a rack mount type setup. So I've got a 7-foot tall rack in my living room that houses like my home theater stuff and all that, and I want to mount a radio base in there and put the antenna outside to get it up as high as I can, and then have a remote station micer over at my desk, so when I'm sitting at my desk, you know, I don't have to stand by my rack to use the unit.
You can do that. Try that, see if it's going to work or not. But like, you guys, if you need any help, I will be glad to help you guys out as much as possible, as much as I know. Anytime you guys like, just give me a shout. WIUG 488. My name is Jack, and I'll help you guys out. Roger?
WSF-8853, that would be much appreciated. I'm new to this, so, you know, any help I can get is appreciated, so if I have questions, I'll certainly ask.
Yeah, no problem. We're all learning, anyhow. I've been on this radio from 23, so I'm only new for a couple of years, that's all.
A couple of years is a lot longer than a couple of weeks. That's all spent for me.
Yeah, you can say that. That's no problem at all. But like I say, if you guys, if you're on a handheld and you by the window, you need Nagoya 771G. The Nagoya 771G, it's a good antenna for those repeaters out that way. Those repeaters, they are very good repeaters, all of them. Not one, but all of them. And what you do, I'll tell you, if you get one of them 771G, the Nagoya, it's only $20 from Amazon. And you by the window, what you do, hold your hand held straight up in the air, you would not fade out at all or nothing. Roger?
I'm actually looking at those right now as we speak.
I have four or five Bofing, and I just bought another Bofing, and they all have the 771G. And when it comes in, make sure it says on that antenna, 462, when it comes in, because some of them, I had one that didn't come with 462 said on antenna. That means that original antenna is 462. It's Nagoya 771G. Roger?
WSFK545, I was listening to Jack say about the antenna, and I appreciate the help very much. I'm also very new to this hobby, CMRS, and I go by Matt.
That would be WFFK445, and you go by name Matt. No problem at all, buddy. No problem. I'll help you out as much as I can. I know a lot, you know, because, like I say, I just said it 2 years ago, and I know it's all about And I'm speaking to you right now with my base antenna. I said it before, and I have Reality DB20G. It's Reality DB20G. That is the best radio, and it's only 20 watt radio, but it does not give you 20 watt. You know what I mean? It might give you 16 or 18. I'm not sure. I have not tested, but that's what I heard. It'll give you about 16 or 18 watts, which is not good enough, you need. If you're a trucker driver or whatever, you'll do good with that one. Roger?
Copy that. Thank you very much, Jack, for that info. Over.
Yeah, no problem. It's better to have a good, you know, if you want to talk to people, it's better to have the good radios and good antennas, you know what I mean? Otherwise, I'll be honest with you, nobody will talk to you because if you fade out or if you, you know, a lot of scratches and all that, they're going to tell you. You got a lot of scratches and we don't understand what you're saying and all that stuff. And that's how I seen that. That's why I said, if I'm buying something, I'm going to buy it good for one time, pay for it, and that's it.
I roger that, Jack. Thank you very much again. I have to go, and I'll be monitoring, but thank you for the info. WSFK 545.
Yeah, no problem. Like I say, if you guys need any help, let me know. Be glad to help you out. Just put out that micro sign, and I'm WIUG 48. You can write that down. And that MIA dot system, it will show you all those repeaters with system with an S. Don't forget. Just Google that and show you, and show you the repeaters out there. They all connect together. Also, when you use a mic, show you where that mic was coming from. What repeater? Roger?
Roger that. I looked up the MI internet thing, and I have that now. I took a picture of it. That was very informative. Roger.
And what is your location, by the way?
WSFK 545. I am in Southgate.
No problem. But you know what? I don't know. Are you on the 6? I'm sure you're on 625 repeater. Roger?
10-4. That is correct. I am on the 625 repeater.
You're sounding good from that big. 675 is a little bit far, too far away from you. It's always downtown Mount Clemens. The 625 repeater, it's almost by downtown Detroit, and it's the highest one. So, you should do good over there from Southgate. Roger?
Yes, 10-4.
I'm very happy with it because you were fading out. Maybe you were moving around, but if you stand straight, like I said, and by the window, you'll do better. And with that antenna, I was just saying that Nagoya 771G. I don't get paid from those antenna or nothing like that. Don't take that on me. You know, I get paid for that. No, I don't even know who they are. But I just...
WRFK359. Wind down. We'll be on the side.
There's another station out there. If you guys want to stand by, we'll take a turn if you want. I don't have no problem with that. Just, you know, like, table turn, one after another. Go ahead, Robert, 359.
I just want to welcome the union crews to this network. It's a lot better than CD, I can tell you that. But you get a lot more better range. And Jack knows a lot of knowledge about it. And I know a little bit about it, but not much. But so I welcome you guys to the network. So back to you, Jack. The BRFK 359 will be clear on...
Thank you, Robert. Thanks, also, you guys out there, I'm here at Rochester Hills, so keep that in mind, that's all, if you want to. Roger.
Thanks, Sam.
WSFK 545.
No problem. Like I said, really, because now you paid out again. But that's okay, no problem, because you're learning. Listen, we're all that way anyhow. We didn't start know everything. We started it that way. We learn, and that's how I learn, you know. We're testing the antenna, and I have a few people. They tested an antenna for me and for them, too. So that's why we all got together, and we know the antenna, how they go. And this is WIUG 48.
WRZT 544, Bob in Floyd County. Oh, welcome to the community. Many operators you'll speak to have years and years of experience in the communications industry. Enjoy yourself, Jack. Always a pleasure. Robert, we'll say good evening to you. I know you're still monitoring. I'm glad to hear you're upright and well, sir. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County. We'll turn the channel back to you, Jack, and I'll stand down. Over.
Bob, you and Robert doubled, but that's okay. I heard both of you guys were saying. Anyhow, all right. Well, I got back out of here. Maybe somebody else knew to use your frequency. But like I say, guys, anytime you need any help, let me know. Or Bob may be out there. He'll tell you. He's there in Sheboygan. WIUG 48. I'm clear. One more thing, whoever was with me should be signed out like I did. You have to do that because otherwise there's people probably waiting to get on the radio. That goes for 853 and 545. Please do that. And thank you again. WIUG 48.
Okay, WSFK 545, I'm clear.
Robert. You have a lot of noise out there. I don't know where you're at, Robert. 359, that's station 359. WIUG, point 8. Go ahead, Robert. Where's that noise coming from, Robert?
It could be the big old car electrical line out front. Or, I don't know. It comes and goes, I guess. I guess I got to do the, excuse me.
But it sounds like a train. Is that a train? I can't buy you by that way, by the way?
WRFK 359.
Robert, sounds like a train. Can't buy it, all that. Roger?
Right now, I'm on the
51
right now. It sounds different.
All right, you sounded different. Hi, Bob. I'm Robert. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG, please eat. Out.
Yeah, I got WRFK 359. We're out too. I'm going to go get some meat.
WRUU 488 from WRUG 488 from WRUU 8.
Go ahead, Sean.
Everything good, Jack? How was your Thanksgiving?
Eat a lot. Drank a lot. Play card. So about 1:30 at night. It was good. Roger.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, we ate a lot too, and just a lot of talking and sitting around and getting caught up and stuff like that. We ate a little later than usual. Things were delayed. I'm not 100% sure why. I think it's something to do with the turkey, but we didn't eat till later than usual. And but we were still home. We were still home by midnight, which is kind of a late Thanksgiving for us when you're out. But it sounds like you were even later than that. So
we ate about 8 o'clock because everybody was munching on, you know, that and watching a football game and all that. And nobody wants to eat. So then I said, no problem, we'll take care of that. So we kept going, you know, until about 8 o'clock, and then finally everybody said, okay, let's go eat. We ate.
Okay, well, you ate late like us. Yeah, we were doing a lot of snacking and watching the football game and all that stuff, too. So, that's kind of late for us. We usually eat Thanksgiving dinner, you know, more, you know, five-ish, four or five-ish. And so 8 was quite a bit later than usual. I think we planned on 5, so we're about 3 hours behind. But that's okay. There was lots of stuff to eat before then. Nobody was hungry unless they wanted to be.
You're right about that. You're right. All that munching and all that, you know, from nachos and chips and you know how it is, you know, and some celery and dip and all that. Nobody can be hungry, so that's what they decide. 8 o'clock. I said, no problem. And after that, I finished dinner and all that, and we start playing game, you know, a card game. Texas Hold'em. We played, and I lost $10. That's about it.
Ah, okay. So your sister's fleeced you for some money. I get it. There you go. All right, Jack, I just wanted to chime in there. I heard you on my way out. I was running out to grab some Thai food, and I heard you. And by the time I could interject, I was at my destination. So figured I'd give you a try on the way home here.
John, good to hear from you. Good talking to you. We'll see you tomorrow morning anyhow. Roger?
Yep, and if I understand correctly, back to the original place, right?
So, they announced it on Hazel Park. I was listening last Sunday, that's what they announced it. So, yeah, we'll go back on the original place. Roger?
Okay, that works. Then we'll see you there. All right, Jack. See you in the morning. WRUU 850 after yours.
All right, good talking to you, Sean. It's IUG 88. Station 421. Station 421. At South Lyon. WIUG 48, copy.
WRYV 421, WRUG 48. Hey, Jack. How are you, sir? Did you have a good Thanksgiving? I just turned the radio on.
Glad you did. You're sounding good. And really, yeah, I had a good Thanksgiving. You know that. When you go over to daughter's house, and you eat and you drink, and you play a little cards. Roger.
Oh, yeah. I know the drill. I know how it goes. Yeah, we eat kind of early. We usually try to eat a little bit earlier. It's about 3 o'clock. And, yeah, but, I mean, we still also had some finger food and all that. Everyone watching the football game and dental stuff, just like you, but we retired earlier. We got home probably about 7 o'clock, so we were at my parents' over in Brighton. Cool. So is everybody going out there tomorrow morning?
A few people are going out there. Brian, he's up north, so he won't be out there. And I don't know who else. I know Sean is going to be out there tomorrow. I just talked to him a few minutes ago. And I'm going to be out there tomorrow. You know where he's going to be? He's going to be on that cruiser cabin, if you know that. Roger?
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for letting me know. Definitely, I'll definitely try to make it. It's not 100% sure, but for sure yet, but I will definitely try to make it. And, yeah, bring your 390 so we can get that 600 in there for you, okay? If I can't make it, I'll call out to you.
No problem. You take care, and you have a good evening. I'll see you tomorrow if it's possible or not.
WIUG 488. Sounds good, Jack. WRUG 488, WRYV 421, clearing the frequency.
WSUY 842, testing.
to you coming through loud and clear through the repeater. Nice clean audio. WSFZ-793.
Okay, I'm testing on a different rig. Something's going on with my other one. Every time I key it up, I hear some craziness.
No, the one that I'm doing really good. Good quieting and everything there. Roger.
Alright, I heard two of you guys. For a minute there, everybody was just blasting the courtesy tone like it was a prom night train. So, we'll give it a second between courtesy tones to see if there's another signal coming through. I'm going to do a test. I heard Justin in there. I'm going to switch it over to Justin real quick, and then I'll take another stab at this other transmitter. This is WSUA 842. Travis, flat.
I can hear you all right. I don't know if it's my end of ears, but I've got some, like, humming in my audio on the incoming transmission, but I think that's probably got a lot to do with the antenna sitting in my window, and, like, 8, maybe 10 feet away is the diesel heater trucking away, so the motor in that thing's probably causing some interference.
Not sure what happened to that radio. My FCS 5000 seems to be in talk around mode, trying to talk on the output only. I gotta figure out what's going on. It's gotten a weird today. Go ahead, other station that was helping me diagnose this. WSUA 842 testing. Hey Justin, can you copy this? Did I just step on you, Justin?
You might have. I was just saying you sounded better.
Yes, it's stupid. I'm not even going to tell you what happened, but it has a lot to do with the fact that I went somewhere today with this radio, and it got re-educated.
Did it get whacked by a Jedi?
Yeah. Lightsaber hole.
Isn't that a function you can turn off in the programming?
As soon as that magical cable from Mother Motorola arrives. Anyway, now I've figured it all out. Apparently, it still has something set up inside of it where if it lays down on its side, it does retarded stuff. And apparently, when I brought in the dog food, I set the radio up, and it fell over, and then it decided to do stuff. But I'm not sure how exactly that happened, but my entire Zone 2 data is dumped to some other crazy stuff.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, that probably explains for why I heard Martians talking on it. Something about medical stuff. Anyway. Don't know.
glad that's over with. So you're using the antenna inside. I got to warn you, your SWR will change relative to things that you're around as reflective power does come back. And you are running a piece of magnesium. But that piece of garbage that the Chinese Agro folks sent me, I finally got it to work on VHF. I still have zero ability to program it. So far, it is kind of like a bar of soap. I'm going to run it under some water and send it back.
Running under some water and send it back. I've never heard that before.
So I'm looking into a way to figure out the drawer units that I've got and what I'm going to do with the XTS repeaters, the Turbomoto. Oh, X6 or APX? I can't remember. They're the last ones that came in. But I'm just now starting to get a handle on that.
Is there any, like, buzzing or humming in my transmission right now?
No, you're clear. You just have a mild amount of static, just very low bacon side. Are you using that microphone or the radio?
Well, I'm using the radio, but there is a humming in the receive transmission, very consistent with the sound the diesel heater makes, so I wasn't sure if that was being transmitted out or if it's something that is being picked up on the receive side. It's like I can hear everybody fine, but there's like a faint in the background, and if the diesel heater changes speed slightly, so does that phone.
Don't you remember back in the day if when you were growing up and your mom was using the blender, the television would have lines in it?
The only time I've seen anything like that happen in my entire lifetime was when I watched you reboot my bench computer without touching it with my radio.
Okay. Well, hey, the repeater ID just ID'd, WSUA842. I'm not sure what that's about. Yeah, that was RF interference that's coming through the radio. And that happens on various levels. When your diesel heater blower motor is running, I'm guessing it's not brushless. So it's creating noise. And it happens to be a second harmonic, usually, or third harmonic, and you're getting it in your radio on UHF for the receive side.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I was just making sure that everybody else doesn't hear that in my transmission, because it doesn't bother me hearing it on my end. I kind of expect mild forms of interference with radio, but I just want to make sure it's not, like, being a bother to everybody else.
Sorry about that. I had a call come in on the other radio. Yeah, so you know what I mean. Holy hedgehog, rat man.
What?
You tell them they're not hitting the repeater, and they just decide to keep on scrambling the eggs.
So thinking about the setup I want to do, putting the radio in my rack with the remote mic and speaker, What are the chances I could do that over Bluetooth? Like where I could use the remote mic and speaker, it doesn't have to be tethered to my desk, it could be anywhere in the house. Is that doable? Or would the Bluetooth interfere with the playing time of everything else?
No. If your radio supports a Bluetooth handheld microphone, then that's fine. If you can figure out something non-bulking to pair with it, that's even better. Bluetooth is so far away from the 400 megahertz range that it shouldn't be an issue. And then the radio being in the rack with your other equipment, I mean, you're probably going to have dirty power supply noise coming out, and you're probably going to have some other stuff from ATX equipment.
I had to see a quick message to a friend of mine because he was posting on Facebook about how he got one of those diesel heaters like you got. Everybody in their mind was commenting on his post saying, run used oil in it, run used oil in it. And I messed with him like, dude, don't do that. I'm like, that's going to be nothing but problems.
My theory, when it comes to all the Facebook scientists and lawyers and doctors that are out there, go ahead. Take the remedy. I feel like the gene pool lifeguard. Hey, you, out of the gene pool. I got to test out those big amplifiers down in the basement for UHF, those giant perk modules. See what we got. See what it can tune them out to. They're all tuned for GMRS. Want to do, make sure that they're good to go, because once they go into the cavities, they're going to lose so much power. And then, they're going to come up kind of, should have about 44 watts outside the cans when I get done building the GMRS repeater out in Owosso. Don't forget to give your call sign when you're going to drop out for a while. Otherwise, you forget to give your call sign. And that builds up. It's kind of like plaque, creates gingivitis. So be FCY 842.
WFET 544 is WQZJ 969. Do you copy?
WFET 853, back monitoring. Sorry, I hit this call.
GF1 has been texting me about our installation date.
Buddy was asking some questions about the diesel heater, so I shot him a quick little video clip and showed him my setup. So he's got one of the all-in-one things that come in a pre-built thing where you just plug it into power and put the exhaust out the wall and you're good to go. And he was looking to get more runtime out of the fuel tank, and I told him if he disassembles it and takes it out of that case and mounts it like I have it set up, he can use a remote fuel tank that's a lot bigger.
I'm not sure why anybody would buy that thing in a doggone big cabinet like that, unless you really need it for portability. Just the torpedo module itself. I'm moving, old furnace out to the 43-foot trailer where I do all my Commodore work, and I'm putting the new furnace in where the old one was.
but not Bluetooth.
I gotta get that duct pipe and get it set up yet. I was supposed to grab that yesterday, but we didn't end up going to my mom's new house. Mom's boyfriend decided to watch the Lions game all day, so we didn't really move anything. We just kind of sat around and talked all day, pretty much. So we never went out, and I didn't get my pipe. So, but they're gonna go out there and grab it from the barn for me, so I can just run out to Bridgeport and I don't have to drive all the way to Saginaw Township.
Well, that's not bad. As long as they get to you or something. Did she even bother to cook a dinner? I just cooked myself 2 filet mignon steaks, some onion, and dark carrots, and called it a day. And then later on, had some snacks, watched the Lions win, and ordered beer.
Yeah, she ended up making food. She wasn't going to, but her mom or her boyfriend decided to just watch the Lions game. She just said screw it, and she made some turkey legs and a corn and ham and some mac and cheese and mashed potatoes and stuff like that. It was pretty good.
A Cornish hen? Oh my goodness. Sounds like what GF2 was cooking. GF1 brought me a plate of turkey and stuff over. I spent Thanksgiving here at home with my mother because that's what you should do. And GF1 brought me pumpkin pie, and a whole big old smattering of Thanksgiving. Not just a plate, but a like literal buffet experience. But GF2 was doing a fish, a turkey, and Cornish hen.
Better than what they've done for the last few years. They called me out there and went, Thanksgiving dinner, and I guess they're in Reese's Pizza. I walked into my mom's, and the first thing as I said is, if there's going to be food today and it's going to be pizza, let me know now, because if so, I'm going to McDonald's.
Yeah. Man, I tell you what, I gotta say this. McDonald's, screw it. I go to Speedway, and I get the 2 packages of nuggets, and tell them to bring it up as a 16-piece. It's 58 cents cheaper. I have a large drink, the big one, of Diet Cola, or whatever that I might want that morning. And I'm out the door, cheaper than Mickey D's. The flavor, it comes on you. You choose what you want. Myself, I take the Parmesan cheese garlic, sprinkle it all on there. I put all the nuggets in a pizza box, sprinkle it all up in there. It was a shake. Get them coated. I'm in heaven. That's where I'm at when I'm up in the morning and head to the office at 21 in Elms.
I usually just get a couple of cheeseburgers and a nice coffee from McDonald's, and I use the app, and they have some crazy deals on coupons in there. The McDoubles are buy one, get one for $1, and then there's a coupon in there you can use once every day for you get any size McCafe, like iced coffee or whatever, for 99 cents. So I just get a large iced coffee. And 2 sandwiches and cost me $5.
Well, that's not bad. GF1's brother got a deer, 10 point. And looks like he's headed back to my, back down to here to Flint.
Venison sounds excellent right now.
Yeah, I know. My favorite cut is the backstraps, the tenderloin. but I just don't have dang gone time to go do that.
My neighbor's supposed to be getting a new bow here in the next, couple weeks. And he's going to come over and hunt on my property because there's deer that always run through the backyard. And just the other day, like at least once a week, I see like four or five of them right in a row run past, and he come out and looked and walked around in the woods in the back. So there's trails everywhere, and there's all kinds of places like where they kind of like post up for the night or whatever, and all kinds of things like that. So he said he wants to come sit out there during the day and try to tag one with his bow, and then he said he'll wait till dark to drag it out.
Yeah, out at the farm, the deer get scared and they jump and run in the refrigerator and they get in the freezer. He got a nice 10 point though. It's a good head mount.
I'm kind of hoping he'll get lucky and tag one because they're big. They're like really big. A couple of them, probably at least 10 points.
I mean, I'm not 100% sure because I'm not a hunter, but I think a 10-point deer is an 11-year-old animal. And I could be wrong, and somebody might correct me. Well, apparently a 10-point buck can be any age. Number points ain't a reliable indicator of deer's age. They're called yearlings, but can sometimes grow antlers with 10 points without knowing it. So, I guess if the jokes are coming from poop jokes, they're probably young deer. And if they're dad jokes, they're probably old deer.
Yeah, he keeps telling me if he can nail one in my backyard, he'll still set me up with a whole bunch of meat, like 15, 20 pounds. I'm like, shit, that's cool. Like, do what you gotta do, man. I'm like, just make sure you let me know when you're about to do it so I can inform the one neighbor I do have that will see you out there and let him know why there's a strange guy sitting in my backyard in camouflage.
Dude, you are from Saginaw. That's the problem. Everybody will be like, there's somebody hunting. You're the only one worried about scary guy in backyard. Holy crap. Shiawassee County. Deer have random heart attacks for no apparent reason all year round. The only thing that lives through a season is a rabbit.
I'm just going to let him know because he watches over my house, like he told me he does. He said he works from home. He sits upstairs all day, so he sees all the vehicles that come and go from my house and stuff like that. So, and, you know, he told me, he's like, no creeper shit or anything, but he's like, you know, I keep an eye on your shit. So he's like, if something looks off, you know, I'll come over and let you know. He told me he's seen me and the landlord out there fucking having words or whatever, and he was asking if like everything was all there for who that was and all that, and I told him that was a landlord. He's all crazy and whatnot, and the guy was like, oh boy.
I could totally screw with him. Send a couple of nice black vehicles out there, some gentlemen in suits. Just have them wandering around on your property for a minute.
I guess he's an insurance adjuster for State Farm or something like that. He does work remotely, so he's home all day. Seems like a pretty bright guy, though. He's not, like, weird like most of the other people I've met out here that, I don't know, like, they always seem like they got a stick up his butt. This guy's actually all right. He's like, hey, if you ever need something, man, come over and just knock on the door.
Yeah, some of the family trees out there are kind of stumps, or telephone poles. Brother-sister marriage is kind of common. Well, I don't know if it's marriage. Common law, probably. Like them there inbreds that took you to work for a while.
Hey, I cannot make fun of those people at all. Those guys are such good people, it's insane. And they got me to work, so I can't complain.
I can't speak to that. Her first phone call to me was, is that boy that worked for you retarded, or is he a menace?
What?
Jennifer, I think that's her name. She said, is that boy that works for you retarded, or is he a menace?
I don't think we're talking about the same person, because I don't see what upset things like that about me.
No, she didn't know what to make of you. She thought you were goofy at first. I thought it was hilarious that she thought that. And I said, no, you're fine. Because she was, like, driving you to work and stuff. And I'm like, you just have to have a dang gone car. His stuff's busted. And he's trying to, you know, get his situation down here ironed out. But she was all, you know, whatever. And then when I met her husband, I'm like, yeah, they're brother and sister. It's okay. They can be weird. You know, you've seen what comes in our office occasionally. I'm amazed at some of the stuff. Some people, you know, we got Macintosh girl. She didn't knock her computer over. She dropped it because she was drunk.
Right.
Speaking of weird people, did we get that Nintendo Switch finished?
Yeah, I did that Wednesday, and I called
you
to pick it up, too.
All right. Hey, which microphone are you using? Just curious, because I'm over here talking to my agro buddies on the other chat group.
The one built into the radio right now. Because I can hear the, if I walk across the room, I can hear the speaker in the radio from across the room. The one in the mic, I can't.
Okay. Yeah, the one in the microphone, you're not supposed to be able to hear from across the room. They consider it their security feature. It's got good audio, but not loud. So, I don't know what that means. But it's supposed to have a good microphone.
I haven't had any issues with it. I'm just not using it right this moment. So I want to be able to actually hear the radio. The diesel heater's running out here, and I'm up and down doing stuff, trying to organize things in the living room. And the house is still a mess, and I'm trying to get it sorted out.
Wow. You pick up some new DF?
Some new what?
Girlfriend. GF. Hence GF1, GF2, GF3.
Oh, I didn't catch what you said. I don't know if I tell her that, but I kind of like have a friend with benefits thing going on.
All right, dash F. WSUY 842. Listener supported.
WSFC 853. saved my call sign, my lock screen on my phone, so I made it into my mind and remembered it.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those. I watched a buddy of mine tape his to the back of his radio. I've seen a couple of guys that, as far as write it on their thumb, but I had mine on an icon on my desktop of my phone, which was from ColorNote. And after I realized the WSYC, so it's like, you know, a psycho television program channel, and then 842, so that's a division. Even my house address breaks down like that if I sneeze. Somebody's got a sonar ping going on, but you're not making any audio.
I'm just sitting here all night watching a movie. I'm debating whether or not I want to go get something else to eat or not. Trying to avoid going to town as little as possible.
Dude, you seriously got a grocery shop, like, learn how to grocery shop and store stuff when living in the country. Because the only other option you have is to drive down to 21 and go into the Stop and Rob and pay $25 for protein or $5 to $8 for carbohydrates.
Well, in a couple of days, I get more gelatin from the state or whatever, and then I can grocery shop. But last month, I didn't have as much because my kid's mom fell short. There was shit that was going on with her, so I helped her out, and I gave her like $100 worth of it. If she gets less than I do, she only gets like $125 a month. And she, but it's because she works. She's assistant manager at Dollar General, so they tell her she makes too much money and they give her like very little, so I just gave her some of mine. I'm like, should I get close to 300? I mean, it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
Well, write that down and make a note of it. Tell me about that on Monday, so I have an idea. But otherwise, I see all these videos about Dollar General, so I'm curious. And I'll make capitalize on some of that craziness.
Visit her house, you could definitely tell she's been there like 7 years because literally everything in her house besides her furniture and TVs, appliances, and things like that, all from Dollar General.
Yeah, that's kind of cheap too. When I met her, everything in her house was all that kind of discount store stuff.
I think it's mostly because she works there and she's in a similar situation to me. She doesn't have a driver's license, therefore she couldn't drive the car she had and didn't like it anyway, so she sold it to me. And she has somebody that takes her to work, so she kind of has to get what she can get on the way to and from or whatever. And Dollar General is just the cheapest place in town, I guess. Because they got a grocery store out there, Riverside, like they do in Durand, and everybody in town always tells me to avoid it because it's so expensive, but they're not even that bad.
Where is it located? Riverside? Where is it at?
Montrose. They have one in Durand, too.
No, Riverside's not that bad. Goodness, that's how I got GFQ fat during COVID.
neighbor's been telling me, though, if I plant a garden next year and grow a bunch of vegetables and stuff, he's going to show me, like, how to can and preserve food and all that, because that's what he does. His whole basement, like, he's got a room down there that's basically like a cellar. It's nothing but jars of food. it's wild. And he said the world could go gallon handbasket, basically, and he said he's got at least 10 years worth of food.
That's not a bad system, actually. Do you remember when we left the office on Wednesday, did I grab the extra battery out of the Empress on GFQ's desk, or didn't I?
I don't remember. All I remember is the charger being on the floor. You've asked me that question a couple times.
Figure out where that I put the new battery. Not that I'm needing it. My agro buddies are correct about the battery. It needs to make muscles. Kill it and charge it. Kill it and charge it. It will get strong. I got my guy coming to drain the basement of junk on Monday, so that's going to be an update. We have a lot of stuff leaving, a lot of stuff going downstairs. I'm anticipating trying to figure out a way to move all the GMRS stock to the walls, plus all the in-car repeater, or not repeaters, but the amplifier stuff, and all the other happy kitty crap we've got. And kind of refashion the store like it was 8 years ago.
I need to go through all those boxes down there on the shelf, because a lot of that stuff is eBay stock that's not even listed in the store anymore. And I need to see what is and what isn't, and open those boxes and put the parts in the scrap pile or whatever, because they're like most of the old TV stuff. Put all that stuff in the scrap pile and get up my room on the shelf for more radio stuff, because I started putting it on the wall down there where the heavy-duty shelves are. And, I made one hole already and just about filled it, so and there's a lot more to go.
Yeah, we need to pull the giant capacitors off of stuff and save them for power supply builds. And then there's some other stuff, but most of that stuff we're not doing anymore. We haven't sold TV parts. TV parts have slowed down so bad, it's awful.
Yeah, I think I talked over you, but I said that I made a hole down there, and I already filled it, and I couldn't believe exactly how much Motorola radio stuff you have. Like, I'm thinking, you know, there's probably only 5 or 6 of these units floating around the store. Jeez, I think I put 7 or 8 of them down there, and there's still more floating around I got to put away.
Yeah, there's a lot of Motorola stuff. We still got Motorola stuff on the upstairs shelves. All those Moto Turbo repeaters and all those Moto Turbo radios. All that stuff has to be dealt with. And then, my gosh, there's just a ton of stuff that I'm still looking for some of the XTS and the APX equipment that I've got. I have no idea where, I got a crate of APX radio equipment and no idea where it's at. There must be 12 handheld radios in that. WSEY-42 with the timer.
WSFB-853.
the girlfriends have provided me with meals, but the problem is, I'm tired to work the microwave after doing a whole bunch of stuff today, so they shall stay in the fridge while I reheat some egg rolls.
You know, it's funny, we use the term egg roll a lot, and I go to the Chinese place next door a lot, and I've literally never had their egg roll.
I think it's funny that they're a client of ours because they can't fix their own stuff. I mean, not being racist, but you would think that somebody in the kitchen would be able to change an iPhone screen.
Maybe they just didn't want to. I mean, people like that, I could change my own phone screen, but I'm going to pay Jeff to do it before I do it myself.
I would definitely have Jeff do it. That way it's not effed up when you get done. I actually don't know if I burnt through my other Pixel screen or not, but I just got told by a buddy of mine tonight I'm eligible for the Pixel 9. I don't know if that's a great phone, but he said that I can have it for a couple hundred bucks, which means the store would have a new phone that didn't suck.
So what, would you get the Pixel 9 for you and then use your 6 for the store phone?
Yeah, the 6 Pro. Yeah, if it worked. The Pixel 6 is puke. The 6 Pro is pretty good. 7 was trash. 8 had issues. 9, I hope it's good.
I haven't heard nothing bad come out yet. I heard all kinds of negative stuff about the 7 and the 8, though.
Well, I'm leaving for Skis, in January, Martin Luther King weekend. I'll be gone, and I'll be back to town, because I'm only going to Saginaw. Dort for 4 days, Saginaw for 3, so I'll be back in, but when I bought that 7 and I wanted to take pictures of stuff in low light with the stuff that was going ringside, I'm down on the floor at Circus. It was just garbage. So I went and bought a 6 Pro because it was a way better phone and camera system.
That's one reason I really want another phone. Possibly an Android is just for the better camera, because even these iPhones, like I look, all the way up to like the 13, they use the same exact camera. Like it was always 12 megapixels. It's like, it's 2024. There is no business, a cell phone has no business using that roll of megapixel camera these days. Like, the Galaxy S22, I think it was, had like 100 megapixel camera. I mean, come on.
It's got a 100 megapixel camera. It could, but I don't care. If I want real photos, I'll just drop a Nikon D2H in the scene, because that's an ASA 35 size camera, and I will challenge everybody's cell phones, because I can drop nice, gorgeous photos with genuine Nikon glass. But as a smartphone, I mean, I always laugh when people say, well, my camera's 40 pixels. Okay, well, that's great. Let's go outside in the dark. And I can open myself up all the way at F1 and snap and hold it for 3 seconds or whatever and get a gorgeous photo whilst they've got a punch and that's out. and it's way different, but photography, you know, bring a real camera. There's still room for that in the world.
Oh, yeah, I mean, my iPhone, that's got a 12-megapixel camera and only 3x digital zoom. My Sony DSLR, which is, like, 10 years older than my iPhone, is 10-megapixel and has, like, a, I don't know, 15 or 20x optical zoom. And that will make the most incredible photos compared to my phone. Like, no matter what filter I use or whatever, the DSLR, when it's perfectly focused and tuned in every time, it trumps the phone camera by a long shot.
Yeah, because your optical sensor is so much bigger on the DSLR. You know, I never understood it, but there was a reason. I had real cameras back in the day when we had the television station, and we get called to do commercials all the time for stuff. And a lot of the commercial ad companies be like, no DSLRs, do not apply if you have a DSLR camera. And, you know, DSLR video, stuff like that. And I'm like, why? I don't get it. So I never really did figure that one out. But we brought our Sonys in there, you know, in the studio industry, basic stuff. And, yeah, we got the gigs, all of them. But I never did understand the hate with DSLR.
Right. I actually just had to pull the bag out because I couldn't remember what model I have. I've got a Sony A100. It's a pretty old DSLR, but I bought it right after I had a conversation with my buddy, Mark. And when he told me it wasn't about the megapixels, it was about the lens. So I'm like, okay. He said, just buy a DSLR camera, and the lens matters more than the camera itself. So I was like, okay. I found this camera on Marketplace. I think it was like $50 or something like that. Came with a case, memory card, charger. So I bought it.
That's not a DSLR. That's a SLR.
No, it's a DSLR. It's definitely digital. I don't use film.
Well, it's technically, it's not a film camera, it's an upgrade. It's 23.6 megapixel by 8.8 megapixels. Effective megapixel rating is 10.2 CCD. Maximum image is 3872 by 2592. And, yeah, it's considered a pretty good camera. So, it's a solid piece of equipment, but it's not a junk DSLR. It's a higher end kit. It's a DSLR-A. It's very different than your ABC warehouse. It's the closest thing to no sale. Yeah, that chassis is a digital single lens reflex camera with a Sony A Konica Minolta A mount. I got a ton of glass that would work with that thing. That $16,000 monster that I keep in the gym bag is a pretty good competitor for a television camera versus a thing. So that's a doggone good camera you got.
I'd like to get a couple of extra lenses for it, like one where I can take some zoom shots, like, you know, where I go outside and take some pictures of stuff that's long ways away. And I want to get a macro lens for taking eBay pictures. I take eBay pictures with it now, and it does some pretty stellar close-ups, but if you're when you want to do close-ups, you have to be a good distance away and use the zoom. And when you do that, you only get a small focal point in the center of the image, and the rest of it is blurry. So a macro lens should fix that, and I should be able to get up close to the item without having to be so far back and use the zoom, so that I can get a good clear shot. Like, you know, I'll take pictures where you can see the dust inside the ports in the back of the computer. I mean, but I want to be able to get a macro lens for it at least.
Yeah, I would look into Zettel's broadcast manual for lens type and usage. And then I would probably go with, well, I should probably bring my camera bag to work, all 100 pounds of it. Yeah, I've got a F1500. You can see a couple few blocks down and read coupon fine print. Or I've got some crazy stuff, which are macros, which will let you see the crystalline structures on a leaf.
My friend sitting here talking to me about his diesel heater setup, and he's showing me he got tired of the battery really quickly, so he has a Beaver 80-amp smart RV converter charger that's running the heater. It's pretty wild looking.
So he bought a battery charger to run the heater. Okay.
It's more of a power supply than anything. It's like an all-in-one type unit. Looks pretty neat, though. But he was asking me how I had my fuel tank set up, because he wants to... he was talking about bringing in a 55-gallon drum and putting it on the outside of his shop. He's like, I just go and have a truck come in and dump 55 gallons of fuel in it when it's empty. And he's like, then I kind of never have to think about it. I'm like, 55-gallon drum, that's a bit excessive. That's probably like an entire year worth of runtime.
Oh, no. I did my calculations. I burnt through 200 and some gallons of fuel last year. 55-gallon drum ain't nothing. And I've actually got some sending units for 55-gallon drums, but I don't want one on my back porch. I just burn a 30-gallon drum, but I fill that 30-gallon drum up several times. Well, I'm going to fog her out of here for now. This is WSUY 842. I'll check out later on.
I'm going to get off here, too, for a little while. I'm going to plug the radio in, and I think I'm going to go get something to eat. So, the USFC inspector is here.
WRUG 488 RTS 97.
Check, check.
Kind of sounded okay.
WSFD 853 sounded all right to me.
There we go. That was a little something to work with. All right. Sounding pretty good. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zero 10.
WRTX
929. WSFD 853.
I think I heard an 853. I think you're in there now. Go ahead and give it a try again.
Yeah, WSFB 853. You hearing me all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're good now. Yeah, this is, I'm Dave. I'm in, I don't know where I'm at. I'm somewhere in Macomb Township here on the 675.
I've been hearing a lot of people from down versus the great area the last several days.
Yeah, whereabouts are you at? You up north in Saginaw or Sheboygan?
I'm actually in Corunna. I'm like 16 miles from the Flint repeater. That's what I tap into normally.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I don't usually use GMRS too much, but I figured I'd come out here and see if Jack was out here and say happy Thanksgiving. But yeah, I just got done doing a POTA activation, and now I'm driving back home.
Jack was in here a couple hours ago, for a little while.
Out there?
Ah, there he is. I knew you were out here. How you doing, Jack? Do you have a good holiday? I'll have you pass it along to. I didn't catch the name of the other person, or I forgot it already. One or the other, but you can pass it to him when you're done talking, Jack.
Oh yeah, I had a good. Ate a lot. Fill up the stomach, and also drink, and also play a little bit of cards. Go to the station.
All right, looks like we lost the other station. So, all right. Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, I ate too much food, and I don't ever have anything to drink, so. Two brothers were over, and then my parents came over. So we had pretty big, pretty full house.
I waited too. It was relatives came over, sister came over, and everybody else came over, daughters, and that's how it is. I went at their house anyhow. I wasn't here, so. Anyhow, how you doing? I've been here a long time.
I'm doing good. Doing real good. Keeping busy for sure. Got a lot of craziness going on right now, just with kids' activities, my son's hockey, and work and that. It's been busy, and it normally is here at the end of the year. That's when work gets really crazy for me, so everybody's trying to finish everything before they go on their holiday break.
I know what you're saying. So you didn't go up north this year. And this is WIUG 488.
Yeah, I made it up for the opener of rifle. That was Friday, and then Sunday I did get a deer, so I at least made it up. I at least got a deer in the freezer, so at least now the pressure's off of me now hunting wise. So I'll probably get up and do some hunting next weekend, maybe the weekend after. Definitely between Christmas and New Year's I'll do some hunting. So, but yep, I did make it up there though.
That's good. I'm glad you got one anyhow. Not too many people had their chance. So I was talking to Captain Don. He said he's seen a couple of them, but he was nothing but a doe. Roger?
Yeah, I was looking at the numbers so far with the DNR, and the numbers of deer are definitely down this year, which I'm kind of surprised by that. But yeah, we've seen a lot of deer. I mean, we're seeing more deer than we did last year, that's for sure. But they logged a lot of the woods over by me, so I think it just happened to push the deer in. And I have a feeling that next year is not going to be so good, because there was actually a lot of deer, but there was also a lot of hunters. So I think the deer herd is going to be affected here come next year. But, yeah, we'll see. This year, though, it's been good. A lot of bucks, but also a lot of hunters.
How it goes. You got a lot of hunters. You're going to have a lot of deers moving around. And that's how it goes. That goes just like us. When we go there, you know, a lot of hunters around, and we just hunt the other side of the road, and we just sit there, and they see a lot of deer crossing the road. Roger?
Yeah. I hunt in the swamp, and so I was pretty far into the woods, but all the hunters that were in the area, of course, they're hunting right off of the road, basically. So I was seeing a lot of deer. They were pushing a lot around, but they were definitely hanging deep in the woods in the swamp, that's for sure. But it worked out okay for me. At least I got one. So my neighbor up there did pretty good, too. He got two bucks. So we did okay. Hopefully the deer are still there, though, in a couple more weeks when I'm able to put some more time in. I'm going to try to get my son out there to get one.
That's good to hear that anyhow. Well, good to hear you back here, and good talking to you. We'll talk again anyhow. WIUG 48.
All right, sounds good. All right, take it easy, Jack. It was nice chatting with you. And, if I don't talk to you, have a good weekend, sir. WRTX 929.
Station 544. I guess he's not out there. WIUG 48, clear.
Good evening, Jack. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Yeah, how you doing?
Pretty good, my friend. How about yourself?
Good, but the heat has been cranking up every 2 minutes. It's about 24 degrees out here.
Yeah, I'm just a hair west of Saginaw right now. It's 25 up here.
That's not much different. I don't know what would be at about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Probably below that anyhow. Roger?
to get down around 25. Cold is just cold. Doesn't matter after that. And there's a few snowflakes falling now.
I see. Not here, but it was snowing here. We had about half an inch of snow. And west of here, they said they have about an inch and a half of snow. Right there, you know, on the West Bloomfield. So I don't know. And he said it's cold there, too.
I was out and about this morning, and they were talking about all the roads in Flint were iced over, and Flint's, you know, about 30 miles south of it. And Sheboygan County was buried in snow, and we had nothing here. But when I started going south towards Quail, I started seeing a little bit on the ground, but nothing major. So I guess we're pretty lucky in this little band that I'm in.
See, also, one of the things reported was an accident this morning on 696. A car that was slipping and sliding. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. I don't know how people that grew up in Michigan don't know how to drive in the snow. I don't get that.
Some of them knows how to drive, but the other one, you know, when you got, when you don't have a good tires out there, you got one flat, those flat tires, not flat tires, but flat and no rubber on them, sure they're going to slide. And that's how it goes.
Roger that. I hate driving in the snow, but I'm really proficient at it. But yeah, I don't worry about myself. It's the other people I got to worry about. But my little Nissan here does really good in the snow, so I don't worry too.
So now you gotta go on a run and come back, huh?
When I bought this vehicle, snow wasn't even a thought. I just kind of got lucky on it.
Good. Anyhow, it's sounding good tonight. I don't know what your repeater you're on, but it's sounding good.
On the Saginaw machine right now. It's kind of funny. I was trying to figure out what was going on. I was up just west of Bay City. Couldn't hit the Bay City machine. Had to use the Saginaw one. Got into Saginaw. Couldn't use the Saginaw one. Had to hit the Mayville one. Like, that was that I can get all the repeaters further away, and I can't get the ones in the dang town I'm in. I couldn't figure that out. Propaganda was really messed up last night, I guess.
Sorry, you tell me. One of the repeaters it was open.
You know, I just kept dropping in and out of them. I don't know, it had something to do with the airwaves last night. But Bay City is not a Super 8 machine to begin with, so I kind of understand that one. But then when I'm in Saginaw, not very far from the repeater site, or where I believe the repeater site is, either way, I should have been able to hit Saginaw without a problem, but I had to switch over to Mayville, which is 30-something miles away.
I see. Well, anyhow, I'm going to let you go and drive safe. And you take care. And good talking to you, by the way. We'll talk again. WIUG 88.
We definitely will do it again, Jack. You have yourself a good night. It was a pleasure chatting with you. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We'll be monitoring.
WAFFLES, Bay City, Michigan. Calling Mother Goose. Are you out there, Mother Goose? Come back.
Mother Goose? This is Mother Goose.
You sound good, Mother Goose. You're hitting that repeater real, real good. Listen, dog, there's something I wanted to tell you. that stuff I told you about capital gains taxes, I don't think they know about it yet. Just keep it to yourself.
I read you Lima Charlie there, buddy.
Mother Goose 1, this is Mother Goose Actual. We are overrun. Drop the pan inside the wire. Coordinates 5, 6, 6, 5, 3, 2, 2, 2, 2, grid clear 3.
We'll kill that.
Yeah, dog. They don't know yet. Just people catch on. They're gonna fix it. But don't tell nobody.
WSFY
Waffles and Mother Goose. I can't tell if we're being stepped on. It's coming in all bad, but anyway, yeah, tax breaks. Everyone should just quit paying their taxes, and that'll happen.
We feel like that's some solid ice. If we all do it, you know, they stop us.
I mean, definitely not. Like, only, like, 3 people work at the IRS, and, like, they're all trannies. Anyway, big dog, I'm spending outside on mobile, and I'm real cold now. I'm gonna call it. Remember what I told you? Waffles, over and out, frequency clear.
WSTI 847 clear.
Checking for the Brady Bunch.
Yep.
SFY587. Anybody copy on this channel, please respond. WSFY587. Radio check. Radio check. Car sign. WSFY587. Response if you hear my signal.
Well, that station 587. I copy you.
WSFY587. Can you repeat that? You are going in and out.
Okay, this is WIUG waiting at Rochester Hills. You sounding good, but you're cutting off a little bit. Over.
Channel, can you hear me clearly?
That station 587. That station out there, 587. This is WIUG. What do you need? Copy?
WSFY587. Transferring to other radio. Over.
Station 587. I just said, this is WIUG. See that?
WSY587. To a new radio, to see if you will hear me loud and clear, and I can hear you loud and clear. Over, out. WSFY587, stand by.
Station 587. I just said, this is WIUG, what do you need? Can you copy? Come on back.
How are you doing on this channel tonight?
Is anybody out there that can copy this 587 station?
WSFV 853 still monitoring.
Can you copy that guy out there? His audio is okay, but he's not. There's no transmit to him.
WSFY587.
Can you copy him? 853?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I don't know, baby. His radio is not working the right way, so I don't know what to tell him. I shouted for him a couple times. He's not answering. So he might have to find the hot spot. That's all I can say. WIUG, 28 clear.
It sounded a little while ago like somebody was kind of trying to spot in a little bit, but like I said, I had the bottom down. Wasn't paying that close of attention to it.
No problem. Thank you anyhow. I had a call back. WIUG 48.
WSFP 853, monitoring.
This is WSFY 587. Do you copy?
WSFY 587. This is WXDH 380.
I hear you. Clearing. Oh, I'd like to talk. I'm bored. Over. Can anybody hear me loud?
Over.
WSFP 853, I can hear you just fine.
Tonight. Hope I can try to reach someone. Over and out. Over. Signing off, and I'm serious this time. Have a good night, everybody, and I hope y'all have a wonderful day.